My next guest on the program is Associate Director of Bands and Director of Athletic Bands. It's Amy Knops.
You lead Marching Mizzou during a halftime show.
Right.
What are the members of the band doing throughout the game when it's not halftime? They have a role in the stands, yeah?
We do. Yeah, we're one of four entities in the overall football game experience. Obviously, you have the football team, you know, in the game atmosphere. We have us, Marching Mizzou, in the musical element and kind of the soundtrack to the game. Then we have our other spirit entities, such as our Mizzou cheerleaders, our Golden Girls, and we're all working together to provide the atmosphere for not only the football team to cheer them on to victory, but also for our community and for our fan base.
That is the voice of Lee's Summit native and assistant teaching professor of band here at the University of Missouri School of Music. It's Amy Knops. She'll be leading the symphonic band in a concert at the Missouri Theater. That's coming up next Tuesday evening, October the 17th at 7 p.m. I asked her to give us a look at the program for that Tuesday concert.
My concert program is titled Nostalgia. And for me, I'm tying that into the aspect of me being back here at the University of Missouri and myself approaching that concert being very nostalgic for my time growing up here in the state of Missouri as I've ascended through the ranks as a musician myself and also during my time here at the university as a student. So for this concert, I have chosen pieces that are not only near and dear to my heart, but also elicit more of that nostalgic feelings and atmosphere, and ones that are standard pieces of our wind band repertoire, which for myself as a teacher, it's important for our students to be exposed to those standard pieces, you know, of our wind band repertoire. So we have five selections for Tuesday's concert, the first of which is going to be David Delachaise's Inglesina, which is, quote unquote, the little English girl. Then we'll transition to a beautiful art song by Richard Strauss called Allerseelen, which, quote unquote, All Souls Day. This was arranged by Albert O. Davis for the wind band repertoire. So it's a beautiful contribution in a classic tone poem atmosphere for the wind band repertoire. Then third, kind of our centerpiece, is a piece composed in 1996 by Bruce Yerko, which is titled Night Dances for Wind Ensemble. And this allows us to take a departure from the art song and from kind of that March Symphonia style in the beginning of the concert and really take the audience to some more minimalistic features and sounds and some different compositional stylistic techniques. And then third, I have a Granger set, if you will. And this encompasses three pieces by Percy Granger, who's been a wonderful contributor to the wind band repertoire and is such an important composer for our students to be aware of and to have played his music. So we're going to start with of this set with a piece called Country Gardens, then transition to a beautiful piece that he wrote called Australian Up Country Tune, which served as the main melody for not only this piece, Australian Up Country Tune, but also two others, his Australian Colonial Song and the Australian Gumsuckers March. And then we'll close the concert with Themes from Green Bushes, which is a very typical dance folk song, which if you know anything about Percy Granger, you know his ties to folk songs and how that is really at the heart of his music.
Coming up next Tuesday on the Missouri Theater stage, we'll have the University Band, followed by Amy Knops leading the Symphonic Band. The concert starts at 7 p.m. You can find more details about that and all Centennial Year MU School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu.